This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. I am Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Darlene Miles. We will take calls at 800-313-9443 after the first break. Now, I am sure that there are probably listeners who are kind of incredulous about the things they're hearing. And about 5 or 6 years ago, when I began writing articles, maybe in 2005, I had some people who contacted me and said that they felt that they were the target of some sort of weapon that they couldn't identify. And at that time, I thought, yeah, sure, right. But given all of the things, given your background, given the things that you stated, the documents that you've sent, you're credible. Well, your story is, I mean, you've got witnesses, you've got film footage.
More than I care to have, honestly, for this amount of time, but you almost can't stop until it stops. And I do believe we can't have government officials, our president of the United States, who's about to run for office again. You can't have all of these people aware of what is happening in our United States. Just going back to the Washington Post article, not even understanding until I saw that first bit about fusion centers and their involvement. That's Department of Defense, Homeland Security. And then you say, well, fusion center. So I never knew what a darn fusion center was. But then when you research what they're doing, and that some of these are privately run, some of them aren't even sanctioned by our government, and they're being run by renegades, how in the world do you allow trillions and trillions of dollars into these types of entities? Now, this is the other thing that is important to say. When you're talking about groups and millions of people, the Washington Post article, Monitoring America, within the first couple of paragraphs, it mentions fusion centers have admitted that they're surveilling hundreds of thousands. I think at one point, I really recall, if I'd go back in my archives and look when I first was told about the article, I really thought it said millions, but I know that they've been tweaking it ever since. But hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians. Now, all of this goes back to that Homeland Security, see something, say something, SAR reports being issued, national security letters being issued. Again, we're not at war. But the only way that they can continue to justify these trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in Senate appropriations budget for development of weapons of mass destruction is to create these situations that, you know, they're domestic terrorists in our United States. No one has done anything. I don't care what we fabricate or what they fabricate. God forbid, I don't have anything to do with what these people are creating in order to justify their trillions and trillions of dollars being spent. It's about the business. And then back to the thousands, if I can throw this out because I don't want to miss this point. When you say fusion centers and all of this military training, because there's trillions of dollars being spent in that, psychological operation SM3-05-30, one of the government's own psychological operations training manual, you look at, they're using now fusion centers for intelligence. So they're going deeply into the background of innocent civilians in these United States who've never committed any crime, creating a target out of these people and using those individuals under what they call theater operations, also under Senate appropriations budget, tactical training. I'm throwing a lot of things out here, but I'm sure you'll have this recorded, where we have our own government is saying that, well, the military has to be ready in 90 days, because I'm saying, well, why is the military involved in organized stalking and organized harassment? Why are these people using lethal weapons, they're calling non-lethal weapons, in their training?
Well, all righty, we do have to take a three-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Darlene Miles. Stay tuned. Hi.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Guest today is Darlene Miles, and our phone number for calling is 800-313-9443. Now, in my opening remarks, I said that in fiscal year 2011, that the Department of Homeland Security was allocated a budget of $98.8 billion and spent $66.4 billion. Now, corporations are the recipients of these billions of dollars, and if I'm correct in my thinking, and in order to justify that much money, they are waging war against civilians who they think will not understand what is happening to them. Do you think that's accurate?
Accurate. And the sad thing is because there is no war. And if you go back and look at the different situations that apparently occurred, because of course there has to always be something in front of American eyes on television, whatever they're going to release. And it's sad that you have all these major news stations that remain silent when they know exactly what is going on. Several of these people from NBC, CBS, ABC are on my email list, and I respect their privacy, but yet and they're at high levels. And these people are aware of what is going on in the United States. You see some, you can't have more damaging evidence than to look at a Senate appropriations budget where it's saying, I'm going to be testing these weapons in the United States and abroad, that you're going to use the tactics that you're using. Those aren't my documents. And when you look at this, everything that's been created, you've had these situations where the gentleman who, or a person who apparently tried to set off a car bomb in
New York.
Yeah. And you had the you know, and then if you kind of research what this person, because you want to know what drives people into this, and you find out that this person had been harassed and stalked and everything else, had been born, I think, if I can recall, in the United States, you know, worked for a technology company with his family, in a home with his family, started being harassed and started losing everything. So there's no justification for hurting anyone or attempting to. So if everything that they said that was true, who orchestrated all of that stuff in that person's life? America is trying to create domestic terrorists out of good people here in the United States. The officer in at the fort in Texas who shot all of those people, apparently because he had been harassed by, I mean, still no justification for wrong, but what is the underlying truth to what led a 20-some-odd or 30-year officer to shoot other officers when you've never had any problem? It just doesn't make sense. All of these things, the young man in Washington State with the Christmas tree bombing or attempt, nothing happened.
Right. There was the underwear bomber who basically his father worked was a banker and they had CIA associations.
Exactly. So at what point, when does it stop? I mean, we're all just trying to live on an Earth, on a planet. And everyone's trying to create the weapons. And I'm going to step back one second here. You had asked a question, why potentially? Okay, the book it could be because no one really wants consumers to know the truth about their banking, healthcare, information, insurance, how to protect, really, really protect themselves. People take you to the water and then they'll leave you. So I decided to write the truth. And it didn't matter what because I was angry at the way that people were abusing information on consumers. I hear, coming back to today, why all of this hell is in my life, I'm constantly targeted, I'm constantly injured, is I hear from someone higher up, well, you apparently, Darlene, is considered a formidable opponent. It's not a formidable opponent. I've had to, in technology, understand why something is happening, understand the best approach to resolve a situation. If you're hiring and bringing me in to build a system for you, and I'm bringing in a team of individuals to do it at all levels, and I'm not going to say what components. I don't need any more problems than I have to bring together, you know, teams of technology professionals with a potential $300 million budget to build a system. I need to find out how we're going to do it, stay on schedule, stay within budget, and do it. And what technology is it going to take to get it done? So I was really the wrong one for these idiots to decide to start torturing. I know how to walk the line. It doesn't matter because I'm dealing with this every time I go into a client. It's just a matter of time before fusion centers start their communications and their texting. They start damaging this, damaging products. You know, we've recorded them damaging and erasing core client information in a hospital.
Yikes.
Yes, Deanna, if you saw the video, which I'll gladly send it to you because it's so bizarre. Like, really? You just let everyone else watch these stupid anomalies occur, and then you address it that way. You're not going to say, I'm crazy. I let everyone else see everything that's going on. If they choose to be silent, that's up to them. But
all
right. This is about...
You know, Darlene, we do have some callers, and why don't we take a call? Let's take Werner from New Brunswick. I think he's experienced some of the same things you're talking about.
Okay.
Good afternoon. I'm glad that more people now come forward with definite evidence that cannot be refuted. And this about having people picked up, victims being picked up and stick them into loony bins and saying it's all in their heads, it doesn't wash anymore.
No, it doesn't.
You know,
no, it doesn't.
Government officials, they have to be held accountable. And where is the safest place for criminals to hide out? Right in the law enforcement and right in the government, in the judiciary.
I think more and more people need to come together. And, you know, there's organizations that I've communicated with who are all now filing lawsuits. And I think more and more people need to individually file a lawsuit against the government for what is happening in your life. And I can't say anything any more than that. You need to, one, try to educate people. Some of the documents that I've said, they're all researchable. They're all available. There's a great military library out there that's entitled, which they'll probably shut it down because I've been watching some documents disappear But globalsecurity.org has been just great in giving those. And then you want to verify the documents because you can search them out. They'd have to completely shut the entire Internet down. Use those documents to explain what is going on. It tells you direct energy weapons testing, testing and evaluation. It brings up cities and regions, and here in these United States. And just that you could see that in our own Senate, our Congress is signing off on this. I mean, it's sad. It is sad. And then those individuals, there are so many people, which I would never know, have been put in insane asylums or you know, forced hospitalization and stating that they're crazy because they had no idea. If someone's telling you gang stalking, you say, what gang? Well, if you say it's Citizens Corp, it's CERT, it's Fusion Centers, it's a division of FEMA, all of these groups are documented in psychological operations training manuals, theater training manuals. Their names are even appearing in Senate appropriations budgets for funding to do tactical surveillance training. But on who?
You know, they start out with little children. I've seen them as far as young as 5 and 6 years old.
And if you look at a CERT,
they recruit them already.
Exactly. And if you look at CERT, which CERT is...
Werner, didn't you lose some animals to this type of behavior?
For the last 16 years, they've killed over 320 cows and calves and mutilated many more animals. And the DVD, the documentary, is on the Internet in a four-part series called Farmer's Ordeal. And I've come across pictures, torture of Christians in America. This fellow, he posted some pictures about people who have had the identical burns as I had seen on the animals. And this goes back, in my experience, what I've encountered, from the early 70s.
Wow.
This technology has been around from the early 70s. And
well,
the RCMP here in Canada, they're in order to discredit me, they insinuated that I blame it on UFOs and aliens.
Oh, my God. Well, you don't have to say it's a UFO. I tell you, if you use global security, you'll find all the different various hovercrafts, and those hovercrafts have been videoed. They've been videoed here outside my home around, I mean, really. And at the same time, half the time you don't even notice that they're there unless you're feeling this, being subjected to a direct energy assault. You're feeling the heat impacted into your home. And as for the burns that you indicated, we've actually recorded actual circular burns that have occurred overnight in my grass. We've watched the trees around my home being actually fried to the point where there were no vegetation in the midst of summer.
That's how I gradually started putting things together. Since I could not get any government do any necessary laboratory tests, I had to rely on my old knowledge as a farmer. You know, what happened to the vegetation that is exposed to this radiation and to the chemical changes and everything, and gradually I started putting it together. And then I came across some research that had been done about exposure to gases that are being created from manipulating the atmospheric air. And you mentioned there earlier about heart attacks and lung cancer and this all.
Pneumonia.
The most deadly weapon is where they modify the atmospheric air, where they change the oxygen into ozone and oxidize the nitrogen, and especially the nitrogen oxide, are a deadly gas.
Absolutely. And sadly, it's also being experimented abroad.
But this has been a meal ticket for an ever-ballooning healthcare industry.
And contractor industry.
Yeah, as I say, where the lion kills, the vultures will gather.
Yes.
And we got lots of vultures. They don't want to live anymore the ordinary way and earn a living by decent and honest work.
And what they don't realize, they can't logically realize, for the impact, and you're not the first farmer. I've had farmers that have contacted me or emailed me, and I don't even know how in the world I became such, you know, I guess a person of advocate for contact, but who have said the same thing, where their cattle has been killed, you know, that their home.
Charlene, hold that thought, dear, and Werner, stay over the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Darlene Miles. And you can call in at 800-313-9443. And I believe that Werner is still online. Darlene, did you have a comment to Werner? I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, I was just sharing with him that I've heard from other couples in the Midwest who were farmers, and they were reporting that they were being subjected to direct energy assault, and that they've been watching their cattle being killed off along with their crops being basically dried completely out. And, you know, what was sad is because these fusion centers have allowed, and I say fusion centers, DOD, that's like the smallest of elements outside of the military testing and military weapons that are being created, whether it's, you know, use of satellite weapons or, you know, weapons from aircraft, et cetera, is the land portion of this. That has fallen on fusion centers and CERS and Citizens Corps and police and React International using, you know, their network of truckers. That's the land, the criminal element of the land people, because the things that they have done, when you're talking about a person on ground, the only way that they have access to your life is the use of the Department of Defense Homeland Security Fusion Center. And these people have done criminal acts to another couple, which actually was a couple in the Midwest. So when he's saying that this is going on, you're getting so many elements of attacks from people, from military, from government. You know, they decide they want to experiment, and they're going to do this, and they're going to experiment on your land, over your air, and if they're spraying and you have acres and acres, and you're watching all the devastation and drying up of your crops. But what's just worse?
You know, I wonder if it has happened to any of the factory farms or to the corporation slaughterhouses. I wonder if they have experienced that. I would really doubt it. Werner?
No, what I've noticed over the last few decades, most of the destruction of the croplands and the destruction of the crops, most of the time it was being done by small aircraft. On a few occasions, it were military aircraft coming from the direction of Gagetown, the training ground here with Canadian Armed Forces. But as soon as they come to the big corporate farm up in the valley, they turn around.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And this created here a situation that a region, not just only in eastern Canada, but in New England, that was self-sufficient and even a surplus food producer, is now importing on the average roughly about 90% of the food.
Wow.
Okay, so it looks like there's an objective here.
As I say, this is globalization, and the further they can remove the point of production from the point of consumption, the more the big multinational corporations are involved, and the more profits they can make.
And I would believe that, obviously.
Actually, it's not really that complicated, you know.
No, it's not, and it's all in writing.
And about training them, I've seen, as I say, from small children on, 5, 6 years old. And then we got this group of teenagers, wannabe soldiers. They joined some paramilitary group like militia or air cadets and so on.
Or InfraGuard.
They're trying out their new toys.
Right, or InfraGuard, which is something that, you know, it appears to be another layer of groups working with fusion centers. Mentioning children, if you go to a CERT, which is Citizens Emergency Response Team, because they're a great layer to fusion centers and to the military, is you see that they promote, and American preppers or preparers, and they promote the engagement of children, young children. They promote the engagement of these tactics of seniors, of retired veterans. And the sad thing is most of these people really don't know, because the psychological operations part of this is to disseminate false information. So they've apparently, at least from the individuals who are involved in their color red, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life, they've started with kids, and you can see it. If you go to their website on any area, thousands and thousands of people. And then you factor in also they've encouraged the growth of community policing and community groups. So, and again, you watch these crazy people in their vehicles, color red shirts. Are you serious? And there's nothing you can do. You can't harm someone that is harassing you. So you just watch these people commit these acts. That's the psychological.
This is basically the track where they want to lead the victims into, that the victims lash out, and then the victims are being depicted as the perpetrators.
Exactly. And then you're arrested. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And if you look back at something, I found a document that had to do with human intelligence, and it was the most, I guess, degrading piece of information in my entire life that I could have seen, created by our own government. Human Exploitation Manual is what it's actually called. And it's the same tactics that fusion centers use as they harass innocent civilians. Human Exploitation Manual goes back to 1983.
Well, as I say, it started out there in the early 70s. But you mentioned about going the judicial route, but I figure the steak has to be tenderized before it gets cooked. And at first, there has to be a wealth of information, as much documentation as to be made public to the public. And basically, that they have to be, and the government officials that drag their behind, they have to be convicted in the court of public opinion.
Okay, we do have to take a break. We will be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned for our guest, Darlene Miles.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Darlene Miles, and you can call in at 800-313-9443. Werner, we do have some other callers on the line. Do you want to make a concluding remark, and then we need to move forward here?
Have Mrs. Miles here as a guest on, because this has to be more and more publicized as the rest of the public wakes up, because we are not getting it on the mainstream media, you know. And there has to be pressure being put on the mainstream media that they finally address the issues and don't fight out anymore.
And I would also say on our government, on our Congress, on our senators.
So with the government.
They have been signing off on the authorization to allow these crazed people to test these weapons, and to test these weapons as documented in their appropriations budget on civilians and in our land. So
according to the criminal codes, those are crimes.
It's illegal. It doesn't matter what else is said. It's illegal, and that's where I think people need to start. The media apparently is not going to be strong enough to say anything. They haven't. This has gone on for decades. I fell into this from end of 2008 forward. I never knew that this existed. You rely on what you're seeing, the small bit of information that's released on television, what they choose to release to us. You hear things now and you know that there's really other truth. So I think that what needs to happen is citizens of these United States, I can't say much about, you know, the people abroad because I don't understand their government structures, need to come together and address this with the senators, governors, legislators that we put in office, because they're the ones, look at the names on these sign-offs. That's who you need. They're signing off on torture.
Right. All righty. Thank you so much, Werner, for your phone call.
And best to you.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you, Werner. Okay, let's take Chris real quick in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna and Darlene.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me on today. I want to share a few things with you, if you'll tolerate me. I believe Darlene has perhaps misassessed the situation. We have to go back to the times of the Civil War, the Trading with the Enemies Act, and the associated executive orders which declared that all Americans are enemies of the United States. United States of America is a private, foreign, enemy-owned incorporation, and the government that's sitting in the seat of government is a de facto meaning by force of arms, government that is not our government. There is a site called notmygovernment.org. It's pretty enlightening on these aspects, but the particular symptoms that Darlene is describing evidence attacks by a myriad of psychological operation torturous weapons, incorporating microwave, infrared, radio frequency,
high frequency,
sound devices of extreme high and low frequency that elicit the exact symptoms that she has described of anxiety and exhaustion and other things. These are skills that are incorporated by the black ops groups like Blackwater and other private security, quasi-militaristic, and sometimes militarized police forces that are being used in a private war persecuting and prosecuting against Americans under the legal concept. It's important to note that fraud is presumed to be legal under the colorable, changeable law of the law merchant, the UCC. These are things that escape many Americans' observation, as they don't understand that the private foreign corporation known as CorpUS is not operating in their interest. They're, in fact, prosecuting a new form of war that we're not familiar with by these different schemes of law, of financial control, of psychological torture. They're boiling the frog, but they're turning up the kettle very slowly so that we don't notice that we're being boiled into communism. This is the fusion centers that she's describing are part of the WARP program, the wide area resource program under the Department of Homeland Security. And they're amassing a multifaceted force to attack America, and they're starting with these guerrilla attacks like she's experiencing, little private segments that are being picked on, especially to get people used to these assaults on their rights, liberties, and freedoms. And unless America wakes up to these truths, because telling the truth is a revolutionary act in times of tyranny, and she has apparently told a little too much truth and threatened the financial productivity of some of the people that she's worked with or for in these technological areas. And the technological war is just one part of a multifaceted strategy to destroy this country.
Well, I don't say that I've misassessed, and I agree with what you've just stated, especially regarding black ops and special ops, because in research I've found those entities as well. So in a misassessment, we can continue on, and there'd be so many other assessments that we can find as for what is going on. But I say this, the acts that are happening to innocent civilians, they're illegal. They're illegal.
They're unlawful. Illegal is a colorable law termed by law merchants, which under their scheme of law, fraud is termed legal under the presumptive premise that anything they can get away with is legal unless timely and specific objection is uttered unto law. And so it's unlawful, not illegal.
Well, the testing of weapons on humans. Illegal, unauthorized testing is considered illegal. If I have not given consent for these crazed criminals, doesn't matter what level, whether it's military, government, contractor, etc., to test weapons on my body, and there's been testing and there's been assaults and there's been torture. So all of those categories, I've not authorized it. That is illegal.
You're actually a term, an enemy combatant, and then they've declared war against you is what's happened. And they declared war
against
all
me
of
and millions of other U.S. citizens. Against me and civilians abroad. And civilians abroad.
You're not a U.S. citizen. You're an American individual. A U.S. citizen is a mere person. A person is a corporate fictional entity that's been fabricated by the government to deceive you into the receipt of these benefits that they prescribe these tacit operations of law unto you, and they own you by the terms of the contract.
So then are you referring to the Constitution when you're making that statement?
Say, what was your question again?
Are you referring to the Constitution?
Well, I'm talking about the duality of the governments that were the corporate government as opposed to the de jure lawful government that we believe that we live under. The notmygovernment.org or .us is a very good place to learn. There's an excellent treatise out by called Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by Melvin Stamper, a former Marine who is a Juris Doctor, that very clearly provide some solutions and remedies in law, not mere legal fictions of law, to some of the problems that we're undergoing. And Americans have been duped because we're victims of our public communist education system and the dumbing down of America so that we don't know the true nature of the things that are going on to us. Because
well, I would agree to that statement.
Are much easier to control than ones that are intelligent and educated and true. And I have the greatest degree of sympathy for the abuse that you're undergoing and the torture that you're experiencing. And what they're trying to do is drive you into a state where you appear to be under psychological duress so they can term you as being incompetent and insane and lock you up and put you away, and then they can discredit your writings and the truths that you've evidenced in your writings so that they can discredit them and poo-poo them, and they can try to just create another conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy if it's supported by facts. And the
which is true, which would have been right in line with the aggression that they, I guess I'll say, the aggressive acts that they committed in my life immediately after, you know, being notified that there were people around my home and whatever. It was very systematic, and I mean very quick, all of their actions. And it all immediately, in less than 1 week, led to someone calling me and saying that, you know, I potentially was suicidal. Well, one thing, and again, I'm a Christian and I don't believe in that. I you know, it could be incorrect because I do believe that there's a host of religions that are out there, and I do not believe that all of them are wrong. I there's a greater source that has created this world. And so for that reason, I don't believe that all are wrong. But I am a Christian, and I believe that, you know, a person that commits suicide is doomed to hell. Now, there are times that I feel that this earth right now is hell. So, you know, when you consider things that you, when you consider that you have a government that could be, and I won't say a government because I know that there are good people in our government. Now, why they're so fearful, and I won't say cowardly, I won't say that, but so fearful to act, because they themselves are condemning themselves by not acting, because it's not just my air, it's their air. It's not just my water, it's their water. It's not just the food that I eat, it's the food that they eat as well. And you hope that you will grow old and you'll live to grow old and live in peace. But just knowing that all of these layers of criminals exist, call it whatever we want to call it. I mean, I only deal with facts, and when you read these, you know, documents and budgets and training manuals and layers of people and criminals and how many contractors are under contractors or under contractors. Everybody in the entire world making trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, and there are people who are homeless that are hungry, there are children that are starving. And there are people who are making all of this money. People can say it's this hidden society of those who have, creating a society of those who do not. All of that stuff is totally irrelevant. You still need to have people on a world, on an earth. I mean, and these people are destructing this world. One
yes,
mile at a time. It's not even an inch at a time. A mile at a time. It's
this
still their world.
Their scheme, their device, is to reduce the population by any means possible. They have no morals, scruples, integrity, ethics.
Well, exactly. And what does that say? When you know that there's such a weapon as HAARP, and you know that, it, and you could read technology, and then you think, oh my goodness, I really pray that we have not tested in a country like Haiti, or you know, a country, or in Japan with the. I mean, you really pray that those things have not really happened. And I don't even, it's not even a discussion for me, but I did just make that statement because I see what's happened when they're spraying chemical trails, and you can watch them actually, the clouds disseminate, literally disseminate, or you have drought because they're spraying consistently every day, and they're actually dissolving the rain clouds over your head.
Right. Many of these malicious and malevolent bad actors don't understand that they are being exposed to the same complications and toxic substances and effects that we're all being exposed to.
Exactly.
The water, the foods, the genetic modified organisms, and who knows what doctrine of unintended consequences will manifest from all the effects that will be presented by the genetically modified foods that leach into the earth, into the foods, into the insects that pollinate the other plants and organisms that we all consume and eat and depend upon for sustenance.
Exactly.
And for them to believe that it's not going to affect them and their progeny is a dubious assertion and without any reality foundation, and I don't believe that they actually understand that they're being victimized by the same things they're victimizing the rest of us with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you watch and you, even with this organized stalking and harassment and following and trailing and, you know, blowing you off the roads and whatever else, those people themselves are being used. It's not as though they have that much, but people, you just wonder how in the world, and you know how, because if you understand any bit of technology, and I'm more on the technology side, not a scientist, but understanding, if I can see a medical application and see it drill down to actual red and, you know, separation of blood cells and so on and so forth, I know the abilities of technology. If you can have a satellite and you look at, you know, the highest paid government contractors or military agencies, and what are they trying to perfect? Weapons with satellites, high frequency, direct energy, radiation, through the wall technology. Now, with all that being said, they should never have, and I'm going to take this to another level, to a human level. There should never be a child ever missing in this world, in this United States. If you can pinpoint a pin in someone's basement floor with through-the-wall technology, you can pinpoint a child being stolen. You're using satellites to assault and kill and maim. This world it's unbelievable. I use that term because at some point you just don't know what else you can possibly say. There should never be. It makes you think about everything.
But you made a point earlier. There are many satanic forces, both without and within the government. Some are posed as public servants, but they're
truly
racketeers operating under these
groups. And yes, and I'm going to say here, I've received emails from individuals who've been pulled into sex slaves, you know, women who have been, who've said their children have been pulled into pedophile rings, and, you know, they can't get support to get their children protected. So it's not even a world of good. So yes. And all these criminal layers with access to everything and everything about any of our business where you can do destruction and to your bank account, to your life, to your health, it's just sad.
May the spirit of Yah protect you from these evil agents of Satan, Darlene. And
well, I accept protection from anywhere, and I do accept that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you, and please follow some of the things I suggested to you, because there's more to it than what you are understanding, and I apologize for having to reveal some of those things to you and to others, but the truth is out there. You have to seek it to find it, and they won't bring it to you. So,
well, thank you very much.
Be well and be protected.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate your call. All righty. We are going to a break in just a few seconds. So there are people, darling, out there who have experienced this. You're not alone, and that's something that you've probably felt. I'm sure you have, that you have felt like you're alone in this horrible situation.
And, Deanna, I've communicated with, unfortunately, thousands of people, thousands, and those thousands are linked to thousands.
Wow. All righty, we're going to our last three-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor with our guest today, Darlene Miles. Stay tuned.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Our guest today has been Darlene Miles. Now, it's very important when you go to her website that you include the R, DarleneRMiles.com. And that is where you can get her book. That's Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E-R, Miles.com. And you can purchase her book there.
Well,
comment?
One other comment I did want to make before we ended the call is I'd like to encourage everyone to also log on to this year's Presidential Commission, Bioethics Commission, Presidential Commission on Bioethics Issues, 2011, and view some of the tape. You may have to dig a little bit for it, and if you email me through my website, I'll send you some a link to some of those. But just to listen to some of what has occurred in our society for decades to a lot of people, I mean from at all walks of life, and just look at what people have been subjected to as a result of illegal human experimentation and, you know, the torture that has gone on in our United States. America needs to become aware of it. It's scary, but yet you need to know what is happening and where your money is going. And then you need to act by writing to your legislators and, you know, lodging complaints or concerns or pushing for investigations, because there really hasn't, and it really should be a congressional investigation. I mean, even though Congress is passing these, you know, acts through their silent, secret commissions, meetings, and so on and so forth, but this world has to change. We've lost our privacy. We're being subjected to, you know, torture of weapons, of war weapons, of mass destruction, illegal testing. You have contractors. You have military. So people need to really become aware of what is happening to our world. There won't be one shortly. If this
How
continues.
True. Now, what was the website that you suggested, darling?
I should be saying it, but if you Google, it would be the President's Commission on Bioethical Issues 2011. So it's President Obama's commission where he pulled together professors and others to act and review the unethical human experimentation and medications and so on and so forth. But what happened is that a host of individuals who have been subjected to illegal human experimentation came forward to give testimony before the commission, and a lot of their information was recorded. So it's there, and some of them have been archived in the event that some of them have been deleted. But it's amazing to hear what people have been subjected to. You know, so to say that of course I knew that I wasn't alone. I mean, you can't spend trillions of dollars to follow me around and harass me and then ultimately subject me to someone else is dealing with the same thing, logically. So then you find that there's thousands, there's millions, and then there's the millions and millions of civilians who don't know what's happening to their lives. So now
Correct.
You know. Now they know.
Correct. And I am very, very honored to have had you on the program.
Thank
and,
you.
And I really appreciate you sharing your experiences, and I hope that you will find the time to come back and talk to us about this again, because there's probably some things that you haven't even broached.
True. Very true.
All righty.
Very true. Well, I'd be honored. I'd be honored.
Thank you, Darlene.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.